All right, so today we're kicking off this new series, as Ashley mentioned, on generosity. And we just want to make sure that we start this series with an understanding of where generosity really comes from, right? Just like so many things in our lives, we know that we know how to be generous because of how God has been generous to us. That is the measure by which we know what generosity even is. Just like we say Jesus is the ultimate act of love. So we know what love really is because of Jesus. We know that he is the ultimate act of truth in life, right? And so he is the measure by which we everything else is done with according to truth, right? And so the same thing with generosity. And so we want to just read a verse that we've all heard before, right? But sometimes it kind of just goes right over our heads when we hear it. It's John 3:16. Many of you might even have it memorized today. But we want to share this verse because this verse alone, man, just encompasses the love of God. Unlike almost anything else, right? It shows us in each line there's so much power. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son. You hear that? That's crazy. That is crazy. For God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
Amen.
Holy cow. Holy cow, right? What incredible power in that verse. It shows what God did for us, giving his only son and the sacrifice that that represented, right? And just that line, gave his one and only son, we know what that means. We know what that meant for Jesus, what he went through in being given over by his Father. The pain, the turmoil, the torture, the death that he experienced. But why did he do that? So that we will not have to perish. We can have eternal life by believing in him and what he stood for and who he is to us. Guys, ultimately, that's the story that we get to share with people. Each name gets to hear this good news, this incredible act of generosity. Every time we share our story, we say, let me tell you what God did for me. He gave everything for me. He gave everything for me. That is the power that we find in this passage. And so the truth that we want to bring out today in light of kicking off this series is that our example for true generosity was set first by God. Our example for true generosity was set first by God.
Amen. And so what we look at, we're just going to go very briefly through this because it is brief, but it's powerful. And the first thing we see was that love was the foundation of God's generosity to us. Love was the foundation. It says in that scripture that for God so loved the world that he gave. Right? So his generosity was rooted in love. And I'm super challenged by that because there's a lot of reasons sometimes I think that we're generous. And maybe not because of love. Maybe sometimes it's under compulsion or insecurity or like I got to make myself feel better about some voids I have in my life or whatever. There's a million reasons. Maybe it's even manipulative, just to be honest. I'm just saying all the things, right? Like sometimes we give to buy credibility in someone's life or trying to buy influence in certain ways. Sometimes we give our time or our money or our resources for the wrong reasons. And I love that God, from the very beginning, set the foundation to say, this is what being generous is. And you can't outgive God, right? Like, he gave his son, but the foundation of it was love. He was looking out over the world. You know, sin entered the world through Adam and Eve. They just made a choice outside of what God had for them. And so since then, we are kind of plagued by this separation, right? We're kind of plagued by sin. Anyone in here perfect? Raise your hand. Mm-mm, right? Did you raise your hand? Oh, I thought it was my kids, like me. I'm like, we're doing good. Pastor's kids. That's good stuff. Okay. You know, not one of us is perfect, and we know that. And God looked out and he said, I'm so over it. I'm so done. There's no way that the people that I created that carry my DNA and my image, it says we're created in the image of God, there's no way that we're going to live separated from each other. We need to be together. But what's interesting is that God is holy. And where God is, no sin can be, right? And so there's a penalty for sin. And the Bible says the penalty for sin is death. That's what it leads to. Brokenness. And you know this. Whether it's in your own life, cycles of brokenness, it could lead down there. Or just you watch somebody tragically go through life without Jesus. The penalty for sin and brokenness is death. And God said, I love them too much. I love them too much. There's no way that this is going to happen. And so he made the ultimate sacrifice in sending Jesus Christ for us, that we can have forever a relationship with him. That he's like, you know what? You're not going to be perfect. I'll transform you, but there's no way. You're a human being, but I'll make up the difference for you because I love you. Simply because I love you. Isn't that just so powerful? Why do you give? What's the foundation for your generous living? And whatever generosity means, it means a lot of different things, but what is the foundation for it? God set the example by using the foundation of love before he gave. That was why he gave.
Yeah. You know, the next example that is given here, just in this short passage, is that he gave his one and only son. And we see here that God gave it all when he gave Jesus. That was everything to him. Jesus was actually, when we think about the Trinity, the three-in-one concept, right? Like, Jesus was part of God. God had to rip part of himself out and offer it to us. He gave everything for us. And then Jesus, in turn, gave his very life as an example of what generosity, what love, what sacrifice looks like and what it can do for us. That's what Jesus did for us. That's what God did. He gave it all away. Everything. God gave it all. And we balk so often in our generosity. We say, I don't know if I can give that much. And I'm not talking about finances alone, right? I'm talking about time. I'm talking about love. Generosity is a holistic lifestyle. Are you generous with your understanding of others? Are you generous with your judgment on others? Mm. Are you generous with grace and mercy just as God is generous with his grace and mercy towards us? Are you generous with your patience? Are you generous the way that God is generous? Of course, we cannot live up to the same exact standards of God. There's no way. It's not possible. We cannot outgive God. We cannot outgenerous who God is, right? It's an impossibility. But we can make strides every day of our lives to take a step further into generosity with our lives, with our time, with, yes, even our finances at times. Generosity is a measure of our love for God. It's a way we say, God, because of what you've done for me, I'm going to try to replicate this as best as I can for others.
Yeah.
We're a conduit. We're a conduit of what God needs to get out to the world, right? That's our whole role in this life. And his generosity, he wants to pour out over so many people that have no clue it even exists. And so in order for us to show in a good manner what God really did for us, we have to tell the story of Jesus. We have to say the transformation that occurred in our lives by Jesus giving everything. Mm-hmm. Because that is the power of our testimony. Because God gave everything, my life can be completely and totally transformed. God didn't just give us a little bit. He didn't just create some sacrifice out of thin air. He gave of himself. And then when Jesus left, what happened after that? The Holy Spirit comes. So God poured out the Holy Spirit for us as well. He gave everything. Everything. So that we can have this understanding of what generosity really looks like.
Yeah, as Cody was talking, I was just thinking that we live in such an understanding with limited understanding of resources, don't we? Don't we just see, like, I only have A, B, and C. But God lives in a different economy. With God, there's no limit. Do you understand that? With God, what does the Bible say? All things are possible, right? So he doesn't run out. So he gave it all. And sometimes we're like, wait, I don't know, because I feel limited in what I can see and what I can understand, right? And so love was the foundation of God's generosity toward us. And then he gave it all. He held nothing back. And then thirdly, we see in this verse that God's return on his generosity was not guaranteed. Mm-hmm. The return on his generosity was not guaranteed. It says in that scripture, it says, whoever believes in him, whoever, everyone has access. But he knew from the get-go that there were going to be people that would find out about the access, the way that they could make their way into relationship with him, the ones that he created. I just think about my own kids, like the kids that I've poured my life into, and he knew that some of them would reject him. They would reject him. And so it wasn't guaranteed, right? It wasn't like, okay, I'm going to do this, and now, you know, I know the turnout, and you know, of course God does, but, you know, sometimes we give and we think, you know, well, I'm going to give so that I can get a guaranteed return. And so that limits us in our generosity, right? Like we have this like finite understanding of resources. We only give a certain amount that we know, like, as long as I am guaranteed the return. You know, I was reflecting this week. I've just been so convicted about some things in my life, which we are going to share through this series. And I was reflecting this week. I was on my way home from the gym, and Lauren Daigle has this amazing song about what have I done to deserve love like this. And she's just talking about the love God has for her. And I was just thinking, like, how do I know that God loves me? How do I know God loves me? And you know what my first response is, ashamedly? Because my life's pretty good. I got healthy kids. I love my husband. I love, you know, the backsplash in my kitchen. Like, I've got a wonderful life. But isn't that a dangerous thought? Isn't that just so shallow, right? Like, you can judge me. But I also hope that it's kind of drumming up this understanding of, how do I know that God loves me for real? Like, because he gave his son, he gave it all that I could have life with him. And I don't ever want to be somebody that withholds my generosity because I want a guaranteed result, right? We said, wherever you lead me, whatever it costs me. I was telling Cody, like, I have this new fervor to be the kind of Christian that is willing to be on the front lines for Jesus because of what he did for me, not because of all the good things, which he did give me, by the way. Thank you, Jesus, for the good things. But that is not why I follow him, because we all know in 1 second what happens. The world is broken, and broken things happen. And some of us are just trying to hunker down and make it all our, you know, 100 years if we're lucky without something like that, something terrible happening to us. But the world is broken. I can't control that. And so God gave when it wasn't guaranteed on the return. He just simply loved, and he put it all out on the table. And he knew it's going to hurt. The people that I created, they're going to reject me. They're even going to say, I love you, Jesus, and worship me on Sunday, and then tomorrow make mistakes and sin in terrible ways. But I love them. I love them, and so no matter what, I will give it all, no matter if it's not guaranteed. That is a challenge to me, because when I hear God gave it all, I think, what should my response be for someone that gave it all for me? I should give it all back, right? Like, I should give my life to this Jesus. And you know what? I say it all the time. I made that decision when I was in my teen years, and I had to make that decision yesterday, right? And some of us are making that decision again today. Lord, you gave it all, so take all of my life. That is my response. No matter what, no matter what, I'm not going to put an equation of what that needs to look like back to me, because I did that. Love was the foundation. God gave it all when he gave Jesus, and his return was not guaranteed. These are the building blocks of how we give, why we give, where our hearts should be.
Yeah. You know, and the goodness of God in our lives, right, that we just talked about, is not dependent upon the goodness of our lives at the time, right? There can be hard stuff that we go through, but that doesn't mean that God's not good anymore, right? it's important that we keep that understanding. But that idea of God, his return, his example to us of pouring himself out everything he had, knowing that we wouldn't get that back. What's incredible is we still have all these promises, though, throughout Scripture of God's goodness in our lives, and that when we do step forth into generosity, he does amazing things for us. He does give us blessings, and he does do all these things. Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, like, it's to the point where, like, my wife and I talk a lot, like if we didn't give, we'd be kind of scared, like, of, like, what would happen, you know? Like, we know, like, there's a protection over our lives, and, like, the moment we stop being generous to God, like, who knows what's going to happen, right? And that's one of the driving reasons why we continue to give. But regardless, bad things still happen. Hard things still happen to us, though. Right? And that doesn't negate, we don't go, well, God, I gave you a tithe this last week. What in the world? Like, why are my kids sick? You know, like, if I just gave you a tithe, you know, that's not how it works. You know, like, we can't expect this one-for-one transactional thing. Okay, I gave you a little bit of this, and now I expect this from you, right? Mm-hmm. God's goodness is constant. It's always good, no matter what we face in our lives. But God's blessings come forth out of his generosity to us. Right? It's not because I know people that don't give and they still get financial windfalls, right? And they still get good things in our lives, right? Like, God just loves us. So we're gonna conclude here, and then we're gonna have a testimony time this morning. We just wanted to start this series off with this understanding of what generosity really looks like, and we want to hear from you how God has been generous to you. So I'm just gonna say a couple more things, and in that time while I'm talking, be ready. Ready yourselves, right? How has God been generous to you? Here's the thing, generosity has got to pour out of us from a place of love and of sacrifice with no expectation of anything in return, because that's what God did for us. If we operate outside of any of those parameters of a place of love, of a place of sacrifice, of a place of no expectation, right, our generosity simply becomes self-seeking and ultimately dangerous to us. Because then our relationship with God, right, becomes dependent upon the goodness in our lives. And as soon as things go hard or bad, then we point to God and say, why aren't you good anymore? What happened? That's why it's so important that our generosity come from a place, love, sacrifice, with no expectation of anything in return. Mm-hmm. We do it because he did it first, just like everything else.
All right, here comes the time. So here's the deal. We believe that God is moving here at Village Church. And I mean, we get to hear it. Cody and I get to hear the stories of what God is doing and how he's redeeming and blessing your life and healing you. But you don't get to hear each other's very often. And so we like to take time every once in a while just to share as a body. Kind of, you know, for me walking in here, hearing, I mean, really just contemplating John 3:16. I've heard that verse a lot of times. Just contemplating that was so good. It's like the simplicity, but also the good reminder of who God is and what he did for us. And so there's nothing better like solidifying those truths than hearing it, than stories. That's why we call each other storytellers here at Village Church. We believe that God has a specific story that the world needs to hear through you in your life. And so we're going to do that today. We're going to practice some storytelling. So the question is, how has God been generous toward you? We're just going to give him praise today. And so what we're going to do is Cody has the microphone, and we're just going to have you be brave, raise your hand. It can, you know, it doesn't have to be super long, but just share, how has God been generous toward you? What do you want to say thank you today to him? And so we'll just start. Who wants to be brave? Who wants to raise their hand and go first? There we go. Pauline.
So,
yes, it is. Yep, hold
so,
it close.
I'm new to the community, and I'm really shy right now. But
that's okay.
I feel very welcome in the church, and I thank all of you for being here and greeting me and so on. I'm recently leaving a 28-year marriage, and although that seems like it's a hard thing, the faith and the foundation that I have with God carrying me through this journey, my walls are tumbling down, but I'm the happiest that I've ever been. And I don't know how to not stop smiling, because like you guys have been saying, good happens to bad, bad happens to good. That was a good journey and a good adventure, and now I'm on to my next one. Mm-hmm. And without the foundation of having God in my life every single day from when I was a kid to today, I don't know where I would be. Amen. But it's great, and I'm happy, and I'm very grateful that all of you all are here. Mm. To share this next adventure.
Yes,
with me.
We're here. Yeah. We're here. Awesome. Thank you. I mean, God is so good, the hands should be flying, right? Like, there should be no lull in the microphone. So raise your hand. Who's next? There we go. We got one. Just one. The pastor's wife. That's not fair. That doesn't count.
I talk about it a lot, but I take it very personally, the people of this church are so generous with their time in kids ministry. About a few times a month, there's usually somebody that can't serve on the Sunday they were scheduled, and they'll just post in our little Facebook group and say, hey, can somebody switch for me, somebody cover for me? And there's always like three or four people like, I can do it for you, no problem. They're very generous with their time, and I take that, you know, so personally, like, thank you. Like, I know it's not easy. When you're looking forward to going to church that morning, being in service, you're like, nope, I'll just give my time to love God and love his kids.
Amen. Amen. Who's next? Got Melissa. I love how, like, it's one end raises her hand. We should just keep doing this. Like, one hand, and then the other end, and the other end, and then Cody's just going to be, like, 40 pounds lighter by the end of the service.
Good morning, everybody. I'm just generous for God not giving up on me and my family.
Amen.
We've just gone through a lot of things, and I'm just glad that he's just always generous enough with his love to not give up on me and my family. And I love this church, and I am generous, and I'm grateful for my tribe group. They're amazing people. Join the tribe, everyone.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you.
Awesome. Good job. In the back there, Cody.
I just thank God for, I accept him for about 33 years ago. From the Buddha. I believe in Buddha for 30 years, and I come to know the Lord, and he been blessing me all the way to now. So I just thank him for everything.
Woo!
So I just pray for my mom.
Praise God. Anyone else grateful? Can you just share?
There
we go. We got, okay. I see the like. I know, no one does, but we need it. We need it.
Do I have to stand?
You don't have to.
You can do whatever you want. You can hide under a blanket, whatever you want. You just share.
I don't need a microphone.
Okay.
Okay, so a small backstory. I'm a small business owner. I have about 7 employees, including myself. We do construction. So it's kind of, you know, it's a rough business, literally. Me and my dad took our paychecks and started this business. We were sick of people telling us what to do and making us leave our families. And so we took our paychecks. So needless to say, there's never any money, like,
right.
Ever. And, you know, and it gets rough, you know. It costs a lot of money and keep going. And concrete's very expensive. Everything gets more expensive every single day. And, you know, and this last week, they had a lawsuit being threatened upon us with some ridiculousness, and that I'm still hoping that's all going to work out good. But it was getting really rough on Thursday, and me and my dad were like, well, we can pull enough money and we can pay our guys, because, you know, there's no business if you don't have a crew, you know, and they have families too, and, you know, and we'll work it out. We'll figure it out. It always works out somehow. And, you know, my dad, when he met with a new client on Friday morning in the middle of the snow,
crazy.
And he gave him a price, and this guy was like, oh, here's half of the money. Can you be here next week? Where me and my dad, we weren't going to get paid. Like, groceries was going to be rough. Like, it was going to be bad. And God always provides. Not a lot, you know. It's not too much. It's not in excess. But it's just enough to make sure that we're all cared for.
And amen.
Provided for. And it blows my mind.
Miracle.
All the time. I'm like, why do you keep helping me? Like, I don't feel like I deserve this much assistance. But I feel like I bent his ear all the time. Mm. And he's got to be like shaking his head like, good God, child, you're making this difficult.
Nope.
But he always hears and he always provides. And it's a miracle.
Praise
it
God.
It really is. That's so good. Thank you, Jessica.
I am grateful that God loves me and my family. And then I just noticed that my one grandson's actually listening to God speaking, and he's here again for the second time.
He's and probably I'm trying to be anonymous, so maybe just let him.
Adrian.
Oh, there he is.
And I'm just so grateful for my church family.
Yeah.
And I just am so happy.
Awesome. We love you, Barbara.
I've just seen God's goodness through the years, and with our finances, he's been so generous. And lots of times when I've had a need, he will show me in his word just how much he loves me and delights in me. And so I've just seen so much of his generosity.
Amen. Hands are flying now. Okay, here we go.
I see them all.
We're doing it. We're getting some traction.
As a created being, all I know is God's generosity, and it's God, it's generosity, that's what it's all about.
Yes, yes.
I'm thankful to God for letting me still be alive. I was injured in Iraq back in 2005. Our interpreter that was with us was an Iraqi national who was a Christian, and she passed away. When the bomb team went out there to check out the site, they didn't know how anybody survived or how anybody was able to walk out of there. Mm. I'm also thankful to God for blessing us with the house. It's been almost 3 years since we moved out here, and our house was actually donated to a military program who picked our family to receive the house mortgage-free.
Woo!
I'm just really grateful for my family and how close we are, and the support I always get from my parents and my sister.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just really grateful for that.
Mm. Awesome. Thank you. He's right behind you. He's literally right
behind you. All right, so the people in our tribe group know about this, and Cody and Ashley do, but that's about it. October and November last year were like really kind of brutal on us financially. I was out of work and trying to figure out what was going to happen with us. And so basically after thinking about it and talking about it for a while, we kind of decided, all right, well, if something doesn't happen soon, we're going to leave. We're going to move to Texas. We'll stay with my mom over there. We had already talked to her and she was good with it, and both of us were already starting to look for jobs over there and stuff. And so I guess the day that we kind of finally made that decision, all right, this is what we're going to do, we're going to wait until January and then make the move, because we had already planned for the boys to come out for Christmas and stuff. So this is the way it plays out in my head. I don't know exactly how it happened, but Sarah called Cody, and in my head she was in tears because we were leaving Red Rock and she didn't want to leave here, and told him, that's it, we're done, we're leaving, we're going to Texas in January if something doesn't happen between now and then. And then they hung up, and about 30 minutes later, they prayed first and then they hung up. And then about 30 minutes later, I got a phone call from the captain that I worked for most of last year. And he called me back up, said that the mission that I was on was restarting, and they wanted me to come start back to work for them like 3 days later. And now I'm going to be on orders until September 30th of this year, when we're expecting God to do another miracle. Yep. And we're not going to Texas, and we're staying in
Amen.
Red Rock.
Living on
because
miracles.
God is good.
Woo!
Learned your lesson. That's good, man.
Chris, did you have your hand up? If you didn't, you're still sharing, so.
You are now, yeah.
Forced,
definitely. I'm just grateful for my wife. She's not in here. She's helping over in children's But yeah, this last year has been really rough. You know, went through some struggles with a business that I was involved in, and bills just kept piling up and piling up. But every month, you know, God provides.
Yeah.
And I'm just thankful for Cody and Ashley. They've walked me through and us through those struggles. And there's so many people in here that I've interacted with. Greg, you know, Jason, Lou, everybody that I've interacted with, you guys always pour something into me. So I'm grateful for this church. I'm grateful for the job I'm in September. You know, I was praying for something where I could work from home. And, you know, I feel like God has this call on my life to help Christians thrive in the marketplace. And so now I have this opportunity to influence people in the marketplace. And throughout this struggle, I just felt like I'm just thankful that God still speaks to me, that he still loves me.
Yeah.
I feel in a lot of ways like the prodigal, like I've just wasted certain things and just certain struggles. But I just get reminded of that verse in Hebrews that says, you know, don't think of this as trouble or failure, but think of this as training. This is discipline because God loves you. And so don't give up, because I'm training you, because there's things that you're going through now that when people realize, wow, you went through that? How did you get through that? And it was Christ. So I'm just grateful for my family, this church, and just God still loving on me and speaking to me.
Yeah. Amen.
I'm grateful for my family and my Otter basketball family because they helped me learn to work hard, and now I'm able to play on the 8th grade school team here, and we've won our first game, and we're doing really good, and I hope we can make it to the playoffs.
Awesome. Is Louie? I don't know if you're stretching your back or what, but...
I'm grateful for God to let us know that he's with us to the very end.
Amen.
As many of you know, my mother just recently passed away, and she had a lot of faith. I mean, from the time she was a teenager, she was a Christian. And her last week, you know, on Monday, she was talking and paying bills, and by Tuesday, she was bedridden. She was dying of cancer. By Wednesday, she was going through some severe pain. We went through Wednesday and Thursday night together, my whole family and my mother, and her morphine went from every 2 hours to every half hour. We were all praying for her, and our prayers turned from you know, healing to you know, to take the pain away and for God to take her with him. By Friday, my mom was very peaceful. It looked like she was just sleeping. And by Friday night, we had all, immediate family were there. We all joined hands and we prayed over my mother. We encircled her and we prayed around her. And as soon as we said amen, she took her last breath.
Amen.
And the clock on the wall stopped. And to me, that was Jesus letting us know she's in good hands.
Yeah.
And she's safe and I'm here. And even to the point of having her celebration of life, you know, just when I saw Cody there, that was just a rock for me. You know, so God lets us know that he's there always, and we just have to listen.
Amen. I'll have you know, too, 10 people came to know Jesus at Louie's mom's service. Okay, that's incredible. It was like revival. It was amazing. Got some more. Amanda. We have time for a couple more. Just, I could keep it going.
So I spent the last few days in Mexico with a group of middle schoolers building a house for a family in need. And lots of stories, but I'm just so grateful for God's favor on his children, both here in Red Rock and, I mean, just around the world. His favor, the presence of the Holy Spirit was very thick throughout. He showed in many ways just his love for us and for the needy, you know, the poor. And I mean, like Thursday, our second day there, it was supposed to be raining all day long. And we just were like, okay, well, we're going to pray against the rain. And we prayed against the rain, and there were clouds everywhere. It was kind of windy, but we got maybe 5 minutes of rain, and we got that house built. It was like just things like that. God just kept showing. I just keep hearing the word favor, just his favor on us. So
that's amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing.
That's my wife, so. tried not to tear up because it was a rough time a few years ago. So Amanda had she had her dad that was with her. We lost him. Year before we got married, in 2011. He was an extra father that I got to have in my life. I was gifted to be able to have him in my life to ask for Amanda's hand in marriage. He was dealing with cancer at the time. I just, God's favor, been able to ask him for permission to marry Amanda, and then be able to, Amanda got to have him see her graduate college, and about 7 days later, that's when he started digressing, and, we ended up having to see him pass away, but I was just very grateful to be able to have the privilege to ask him for a man's hand in marriage and be able to have him see her graduate college before he moved on. And I'm just so grateful for the time that's going to be when we get to see him in heaven. So. Mm-hmm.
Anyone else? Oh, we got Megan in the back and Jesse in the front.
Ooh, okay, I'm crying, and not even for myself. So some of you know, but the last few months have been very difficult for our family. We've had multiple loved ones that we've had to see pass away. We've had some financial issues come because of medical things that we were trying to deal with as well. So it's been a little bit of a snowball, but it's been kind of interesting, and we've been so grateful. Primarily because, you know, they always have the saying, it takes a village. And we have had so many people just around us through this whole process. We've had people check in when we miss church just to say, are you okay? And we've had people check in offering to watch the kids or just see how we're doing or just give us hugs when they see us. And it has been amazing. And we've been so incredibly grateful at how many times we've been able to make one phone call and someone's just come running to help us with whatever we've needed, whether it was to watch the kids because one of us has to go to urgent care or whatever it might be. We've just had this village of people, which includes you guys and our church family and our blood family. And we're just, I'm so grateful that God has put all of you amazing people in our lives that we don't feel like we're going through this alone or we're struggling. We just have this village behind us.
Awesome.
Boy, I usually pass when we have speaking time. Isn't it so amazing how we can see God with us even when we're going through such awful trials? Mm-hmm. I've seen like the last, I don't know how many people say how they've felt the presence of God when they're going through something really hard, and I think that's pretty awesome too. So I wanted to say that. And my tribe group knows about last September we were going through a really hard time, my husband and I, because he lost his job like right before his 40th birthday. He was canned. So ridiculous. Man. Right? I mean, like, if that's the time where someone's going to go postal and you're like 40, like midlife crisis, and like he loses his job, I'm like, okay, well, Christmas is coming. So anyway, tribe group knew about that, and we didn't tell a whole lot of people because, I mean, all of our needs are provided for, and, you know, so what if we don't have that many Christmas gifts under the tree? You know, whatever, that's not a big deal. Christmas is not about that anyway. So I just kind of avoided certain things at home, like writing lists of, hey, this is what I want for Christmas, and I didn't really know what we're going to tell the kids. So so he was out of work for like 3-ish months. Anyway, I think it was just before Christmas. It was Christmas Eve, and we had been at my mom's house, and we had dinner over there, and it was good. And we came home, and we found a bunch of gifts at our door. And as I was opening them, they even had my kids' names on them, and they had, like, their sizes. Man. So someone was, like, doing recon, finding out what size my kids are wearing and all this. And I was just so touched. I had to walk away, like, several times just in tears as Patrick and I are, like, looking at this stuff. So we had, like, so many gifts. It was ridiculous. Even when we were giving, when we, you know, both had the means to give gifts to our kids, you know, I mean, and Santa Claus always pulls through. Always. So there's that. That's pretty amazing. But we had just like gifts times a bazillion with all of this generosity. So it was just so amazing. And the smile on my kid's face, it was amazing. Mm. I was super touched.
So. Special. Thank you, Jesse.
Sorry, I forgot something. And then he got a job, and his first day was, yes, super good, super answer to prayer, December 31st, and he loves his job. He's so excited he gets to carry his gun to work.
Good.
Let's see. So it's still at a pawn shop, which I find kind of amazing because he was really tired of the environment. He had hated his job for several years, and now he loves it. He still loves it. He works Monday through Friday. Once in a while, I can get him here. So keep praying for him.
Awesome.
Same hours, and he comes home and he's happy. So it's just amazing.
Thank you. That's awesome. All right.
Can I just, there's one thing. So Mike, I'm gonna share your story for you for a second, okay?
Okay.
But like, I just want to share this awesome story. So Mike was looking for a new job for a bit. I'm going to share a greatly condensed version of this. But and then one day, Matt, Ashley's husband Matt, texts Mike and says, "Hey, how you doing?" Right, just to reach out. And that was like a total God thing, right? Because Mike was kind of in the thick of it in that moment, right, having a hard time figuring out what he's going to do with his job, all that kind of stuff, right? And so. Mike reaches out to us, Matt and I, and we kind of meet with him and we pray with him a bit, and it comes out that, like, you know, he's got this job offer on the table, he doesn't know what to do about it, and it's with O'Reilly's, right? And so what's crazy is that Matt texted Mike from the O'Reilly's that he was applying to. like, he was there, and he's like, oh, hey, like, the Holy Spirit pops into his head, like, oh, hey, like, you should check out, you should check on Mike, right? So we pray with him, and then he gets the job at O'Reilly's, and it's like, you know, it's better benefits and everything. Amazing. So it's just like, it's an incredible story how God works, right? He uses other people, he uses these things, and we just get to be conduits. You know, like, I know that my name was mentioned a couple times today, but like, I don't do much, guys. Honestly, it's like, you know, Sarah called me, we prayed. Hey, that was my whole role, right? And then like, I just got to see this cool, I got to be in somebody's generosity experience, essentially, yeah. Right? And so that's a privilege that Ashley and I get. We get to hear these stories, we get to just be a small part of them sometimes, but it's so important that you guys hear these too, you know. Yeah. We get to see these all the time, but anyway, God is good, amen?
Amen.
Yes. He is so good. Yeah. He is so good, he's so generous, and man, I'm just so thankful.
Yeah.
So thankful to get to be a part of anything that he's doing, right?
I know, and he's just moving here, and I'm grateful to be a part of it, and I'm grateful for each one of you, and I just could share for 20 minutes how grateful I am about all the things I'm grateful for. So we're just going to have the worship team come forward. We're going to worship God. And I feel like there should be a new level of praise in this place, right? Like, yeah. that it went out amongst us. This is what God's done and who he is. And I want to share just a little analogy with you. You know, I'm doing this weight loss challenge or whatever. And to be honest, I've been eating like chicken and green beans for like 6 weeks, okay? And I've been like diligent and disciplined with it. And, yeah, maybe. And, what's interesting is, you know, I don't really feel that much different. You know, in the beginning, people are like, you're really losing weight in your face. And I'm like, well, that's good. I was really going for the face, you know. Really, like, that was a goal area. But what was really interesting is, you know, we don't just weigh on the scale. We actually get scans. Like, you stand on this thing, and it scans your body fat percentage and all this stuff. And so 3 weeks in, I had my follow-up scan. I scan it the first week, scan it the third, and I'm feeling discouraged walking into that scan. I'm just like, I'm going to be exactly the same. I feel the same. The clothes are fitting the same. Just lost some weight in my face. Like, I'm going to be the same. And I got on there, and it was like crazy. It was like you lost almost 4% body fat and all this stuff, even though the scale hadn't really moved. And, you know, I was lifting weights or whatever. And I left that place and I was thinking, you know, God told me to join the gym, if you remember me sharing that with you guys. And as I was going, I was like, isn't that just how it goes, though? Like, we can't see what's happening. And sometimes it feels like there's not movement and things are happening or we're stuck. But breakthrough is brewing under the surface. Amen? And every story that gets shared in here, it's like you come up at an obstacle and you're like, I don't know what's going to happen here. I'm not sure how we're going to get through this, but Jesus is always at work, because God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, and whoever believes in him will not perish in this life, during this life, after this life, but have eternal life with him. Praise the Lord. Amen. And so we're going to worship, and you know, as we praise God today, some of you were like in obedience getting up and sharing that. Some of you didn't share and you're just kind of waiting for that breakthrough. You're not sure, and you might not be in despair, but you're just kind of like, you know, I know God's done good things, but I want something fresh. I feel like I need something fresh to praise God for, and I want to encourage you that he's moving. He's moving. Breakthrough is brewing. So I'm just going to have you bow your heads, close your eyes. I just want to ask, first and foremost, if you do not have a relationship with Jesus Christ, we always want to give an opportunity to enter into relationship with him. And so if you're hearing this and you're thinking, I want access to a God that loves like that, I want that. I want you to know that it's yours 100%. It's just simply, you just have to believe. You just have to believe. And so if that's you this morning, I just want to give you the opportunity. You might not understand fully what that is, and that's okay, but I know God is moving in this place, and he wants you. He did everything. He gave it all. And so if that's you today, would you just raise your hand? If you want to start a relationship with Jesus today, would you just raise your hand? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I see your hands. Thank you. Amazing how God moves. And some of us in here, you know, you need to re-give your life to Christ today. Recommit your life to Jesus. And if you've kind of gotten away from him and been distracted or you know, frustrated or whatever it is, and you want to recommit today, you hear this and you're thinking, gosh, Lord, I'm so sorry for getting off track with you. Would you just raise your hand? Just recommit. Thank you. Thank you. Anyone else? Raise your hands. Just want to pray for you. If you raise your hand today, I'm just going to pray. And you can pray this prayer along with me.
Jesus, thank you so much. Thank you so much that you gave it all for me. Father, forgive me. Forgive me for where I've fallen short. God, thank you that you have a future in store for me, plans for me, that you made me unique and special and gifted specifically for something amazing that has to do with you. God, help me. Father, I give my life to you. And Lord, teach me what it means to follow you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen.